It's my pleasure to welcome you to Answers from Scripture. Whether you're just being introduced to the Bible for the first time or you've been studying it for a lifetime, I'm confident that you'll benefit from Brother Mark's passionate explanations for the Word of God.
Hey, welcome back, family and friends. I'm your host, Brother Mark. This is Answers from Scripture, and one of our listeners gave the question, is Easter a pagan holiday? Is Easter a pagan holiday? And this particular video will be somewhat similar to our video about should Christians celebrate Christmas, and another video called The Weeping for Tammuz, because they're all related. These all had as a background the ancient Babylonian religion, and then unfortunately, the Roman Catholic so-called church adopted some of them, tried to christen them, so to speak, and make them Christian, and people celebrate them today with a lot of pagan elements. Yes, Easter was a pagan holiday, but what does the Bible say for us specifically, how we should or shouldn't celebrate? Let's look at that, shall we? Let's start in Romans chapter 12. It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, as opposed to those who would sacrifice people to the gods. You present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And now listen, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. As Bible-believing Christians, we ought to be very different from this world. And it ought to be natural. It ought to come from within and on the out. Not to be conformed with what's on the outside that works in, but from within, we ought to be transformed and changed by the grace and the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And what the world has to offer is so lame anyway. People say, well, what would my children think if we didn't celebrate Halloween? Well, you ought to do something so much better than Halloween. Halloween's pure evil from start to finish. And you ought to do something so much better. Or what would my children say if we didn't celebrate Easter? Well, how about Resurrection Day? That we can celebrate. Why are we referring to it by a pagan name and using pagan elements and rituals and ceremonies and all the decorations and everything? We're following an ancient Babylonian pagan religion. We shouldn't be conformed. We should be transformed. We should be different. We should be better. And our lives should be far less lame than theirs. Whatever we do should be 10 times better, to be sure. But when it regards holidays in general, the Bible gives us very specific instructions in the New Testament. All of the holidays that were given in the Old Testament were foreshadowing to help people recognize Christ when he came. Well, now Christ has come. We don't need those holidays anymore. If you want to continue to follow the holidays now in memorial of Jesus Christ's coming, there's certainly nothing wrong with those holidays. But even then, they aren't necessary. Notice what it says in Romans 14, beginning with verse 5. One man esteemeth one day above another. In other words, he likes holidays. He thinks some days are special and more important. Another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. He that regardeth the day, if you're one of those you decide you're going to have holidays, and you'll have a day when you celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, okay, he regardeth it unto the Lord. And he that regardeth not the day to the Lord, he doth not regard it. He that eateth to the Lord, for he giveth God thanks. And he that eateth not to the Lord, he eateth not and giveth God thanks. We shouldn't be making an issue and fussing and arguing over holidays. People that choose to follow them should follow them in a godly manner, not conformed to the world, but transformed, but let them follow them. If others say, we'd just rather not have the holiday at all, my goodness, we celebrate Resurrection Day every day, and especially every Sunday as we go to church, we're remembering that Jesus raised from the dead, and if Christ be not raised, then everything we have in our faith is vain and empty. The resurrection is a wonderful thing to celebrate, but it doesn't necessarily have to be on Easter. that it's celebrated. I want you to go to Colossians 2, again on this same subject. Colossians chapter 2, we're going to begin with verse 14. It's talking about what Christ did on the cross, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of an holiday or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is Christ. The important thing is that we're worshiping Christ. And all of these other peripheral matters were foreshadowing. They were just shadows, so that people would recognize him when he came. If you see a shadow coming through the doorway, you know there's a person coming behind it. But once the person's there, you ignore the shadow. So these holidays from the Old Testament, if you choose now to ignore them, that's no problem. We talked about Christmas and some of the origins of the Christmas holiday. But we talked about some people say, well, I still want to celebrate Christ's birth. Well, that's fine. When was he born? We don't know for sure. Now, a good thing about resurrection is that we do know when Jesus raised from the dead. Now, the Jewish calendar and our calendar are offset a little bit because the old Jewish calendar was a lunar calendar and ours is a solar calendar. But you can find out every year when the Jews are celebrating Passover, and the Sunday after Passover would be Resurrection Day. Some days that's the same time as Easter, some days it's not, because the Roman Catholic Church didn't follow the Jewish Passover calendar, but they followed the old Babylonian way of choosing when the spring equinox would be, when they'd celebrate an extremely pagan holiday. How pagan? Well, this goes all the way back to Nimrod and his wife and son and grandson and all of the holiday that was ancient Babylon, some of those pagan and perverse religions known to man and talked about often in Scripture and condemned consistently in Scripture. And one of the things that they would do is that they would have an orgy. And as a result of the orgy, there would be many babies born. They'd be born about 9 months later, of course. So then the following Easter, so-called Easter, they would take the three-month-old babies that were babies conceived the year prior during those orgies, and they would sacrifice them to gods. And then they would take eggs that represented fertility and the fertility god, and they would paint the eggs with the blood of the sacrificed children. And they would decorate their Easter eggs filthy and horrible, the sacrifice to pagan gods and goddesses, and much of the symbolism, the use of the rabbits, the use of eggs, the coloring of the eggs, in England, the hot cross buns, all of those things go back to that ancient worship of baking cakes for the goddess of heaven and the pagan fertility and Nimrod worship and his ancestors, and so much of it. And I'm saying, does that mean a Christian can never have a celebration? You celebrate every day of your life. Good night. We have eternal life. We have something to celebrate. The world has nothing to celebrate. We have something to celebrate. But we ought to come up with a lot better ways to celebrate than the heathen. And why not follow the calendar? We know when Christ raised from the dead, and you have a big resurrection Sunday at your church, and that's just fine with God, of course, and we're not going to judge people according to holidays, Colossians chapter 2. And we're not going to make an issue. Let every man be persuaded in his own mind, Romans chapter 14. But let's not be conformed to the world. I want to leave you with one final text from Deuteronomy chapter 12. God's going to send his people into a heathen land. And a concern that he has is that they'll copy the heathen in the way that they worship and in their holidays and their celebrations. Deuteronomy chapter 12, beginning verse 29. When the Lord thy God shall cut off the nations from before thee, whither thou goest to possess them, and thou succeedest them, and dwellest in their land, take heed to thyself, that thou be not snared by following them, be not conformed to the world. After that they be destroyed from before thee, and that thou inquire not after their gods, saying, how did these nations serve their gods? even so will I do likewise. Thou shalt not do so unto the Lord thy God. For every abomination to the Lord which he hateth have they done unto their gods. For even their sons and their daughters they have burnt in the fire to their gods. What things soever I command you, observe to do it. Thou shalt not add thereto, nor diminish from it. Let's be transformed from the inside. Let's celebrate life. And you can celebrate many holidays as you want to, but let's not celebrate them as the heathen and borrow their ridiculous customs that come from disgusting and extremely abominable practices of the past. Let's be Bible believers through and through. And the transforming is that we might prove what's the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God in Christ Jesus. I hope that helps. Hope to see you again next week. You have a great, great day today and those to follow. And tell somebody else the good news about Jesus and tell them about this website. Please, let's encourage more people to join and benefit from these classes. God bless you.
Thanks so much for listening. If you have a question you'd like to have answered, mention it in the comments field below or visit us at www.answersfromscripture.online.